This week's parsha is Parshat Matot. Chazal tell us in Parshat Matot that ever since Hashem finished creation, Hashem is busy creating ladders. It says ever since Hashem finished Bereshis, the 6 days of creation, 7 days of creation, Hashem is creating ladders. People go up and people go down. And when you see someone going down, you should know that that ladder is waiting for someone else to go up. The concept Chazal are telling us is the concept of potential. At different junctures in our life, there are different ladders available to us. We have to know that the potential we have today, the ladder that's in front of us today, is not the ladder that'll be there in a year or two. Sometimes we opt to climb that ladder, and sometimes not. We have to realize when we see potentials, we very often think they're going to be there down the road. Chazal tell us, look at what happened with the sons of God, Reuven, and the half the tribe of Manasseh. They came upon a territory that we conquered at war. They were offered a ladder. They could climb up. They could say, we're taking this land. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They asked for it. They took it. We would look at that ladder as a bad ladder because they climbed that ladder and what did they get? A land that was Chutz Laretz. They were separated from the rest of Israel geographically and also socially. And we find that they ended up bringing up children who were murderers. We find that they were the first to be exiled. They paid a heavy price for it. Sometimes we look at a ladder and we say, oh, I got to climb up. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Well, that's where we have to ask ourselves the question, what type of opportunity is it? Is it only financial? When they came to Moshe, they first represented it and said, we have a lot of cattle. We need this land. Moshe says, you have kids. Moshe's answer is the kids, because he's telling them, look at the kids first. But they still wanted to go up that ladder. And so Chazal teaches us, ever since creation, Hashem's creating ladders. It's opportunities. We have to decide which opportunities we take. What we have to remember is that opportunities don't often knock twice. And we shouldn't always take the opportunity that comes our way, but we should think about it, because the opportunities that present themselves today are not the opportunities that will present themselves down the road. This question comes up for you guys a lot. Very often a guy's in the Machon learning, and he has the same opportunity as the tribe of Reuven and Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh. Let me go, I have a business venture. Let me go, I can make money. Wait a second, you're building your lives. This is the Torah you're learning. Your whole life will be built on this. Should I climb that ladder? I'm not promising you that opportunity will be there down the road. On the contrary, Chazal say Hashem keeps creating different ladders in the world. And when someone goes down, it's an opportunity for someone else to go up. But we have to remember the choice of Reuven and Gad. It's not always to our interest to climb every ladder that comes our way. It is to our interest to analyze it and realize it's an opportunity. We have to make the choice. Is it a good opportunity?
Rabbi, weren't they protecting the border? Like, if no one would have lived.